Now, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good evening. Yeah, we thank God for gathering us once again in this manner to listen to His Word. This evening, let us consider this passage that would help us gain some godly wisdom. Notably, is the wisdom that God has granted to King Solomon. I will read for us this passage, which is taken from Proverbs chapter 24. Verse 30 to 32. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Now, I choose this passage is because I grew up in a forest and my family had a farm. Apart from vegetables, we had pigs, yeah, the usual farm animals, chickens and ducks. Occasionally, we have exotic animals like bullfrog and even rabbits. So whenever I come across this passage, it reminds me of my childhood. And not just childhood memories, but more so the lessons as I learned as a child. We live deep in the forest, and each day as I go to school, I have to walk past my neighbor's house and their farmland. The walk distance is quite far. It takes about half an hour. So the farmland is very different for each of my neighbors. Some are well kept. Some are, well, neglected, just as what Solomon observed. Here we have a sluggard's farm recorded for us by King Solomon. Here, there's one occasion Solomon happened to look over a broken wall of a little piece of land which belonged to a farmer of his country. It consisted of a piece of land and a vineyard. One look at it, he knew that it was owned by a sluggard who neglected it. The weeds had overgrown and covered all the face of the ground. From this, Solomon is able to learn something. Now, the term etzel is used in the Hebrew Bible, which is the word sluggard, to describe a person who is habitually lazy or idle. Now, don't misunderstand, we are not talking about the occasional tiredness that we had and we need to rest and recuperate. Here it is someone who is habitually lazy or idle. Now, it often carries a negative connotation and it highlights a lack of diligence or effort. The sluggard is described as someone who avoids work, neglects responsibilities, and fails to act with urgency or purpose when the need arrives. God has not given us a life for us to idle away. Now, Solomon called him a man void of understanding. Not only does he not understand anything, but he has no understanding to understand with. He is empty-headed. If he is a sluggard, usually we gauge a man by his activities, what he does in work, at home, and in church. There are people who are well-educated, wealthy, very learned, and they seem to be very cultured, well-behaved on the outside, and yet they cultivate nothing in the inside. If knowledge, culture, and what you learn in school does not lead you to a practical service for God, then we have seriously lacked what Solomon called wisdom. True wisdom is practical. The world places great emphasis in knowledge and culture. And these are good, but have very little eternal value. Whereas wisdom works through the hardworking hands that we have. Digging into the ground, loosening the soil, plant its vineyard, and care for the crops. Wisdom will try to make the best of everything. He who does not do so, no matter how knowledgeable he is but a man void of understanding. Now, how is a man void of understanding? I submit to you four broad points. He is void of understanding because he has many opportunities, but he does not use them. God has given or allotted him many things in life for him to use, to develop, and to care for. But he let it slip past, and many a times on purpose. He has plenty of opportunities to serve in church ministries, but he chooses to sit back and do nothing. He is not keen. He's not active. He has no desire to lift a finger to serve God and his people. He's not keen to read the Bible regularly to feed his own soul. He skips all the opportunities and squandered all the time on social media, on tours and entertainment, on luxuries and enjoyment of life. How is man void of understanding? Because when he is being bound to do certain duties, he did not fulfill them. For example, a Christian father, God has placed him as the head of the household. He is morally bound to lead and guide and be a spiritual example to his wife and children. But many, sadly, left the upbringing of children to their wife. Some left it to the church, some to the school, some to tuition center, some even to their domestic helper. Number three, how is man void of understanding? Because he has talents and capacities, but he does not use them. Just like the parable of the talents, where he went and hid his talent in the ground, and when the master returned, he gave back only the original amount. He was lazy with what God has given to him, and he didn't care much. So he was void of understanding. Dear friends, what are the gifts of God that God has given to you? How about the gift of hospitality? When was the last time you invited someone for lunch or a meal? How about the gift of music? You have grade 8 of certain instruments and you can sing. When was the last time you sing a hymn, even to yourself, to encourage your soul? Or do you join the choir? How about the gift of sharing the gospel? To give out a tract, to say something of the gospel to someone who is lost? How about the gift of listening ear or a heart of empathy? For how is man void of understanding? Because he takes important things too lightly. He plays down spiritual matters that need the most attention. The Christian who is slothful in God's service has no idea what he is losing. A farm that is uncared for not only loses valuable crops, but will have weeds growing in no time. Now we look at the land. The sluggard's land. The land will produce something. Now, naturally, the land has got its minerals that will produce crops. Something, you know, some kind of fruit, whether it's good or bad. Now, if you are idle in God's work, means you are active in the devil's work. There is no neutral ground. If the soul is not farmed by God, it will yield its natural product of sin and misery. If we are slothful, the natural outcome of our heart and life will be very unpleasant to ourselves. And in most cases, we have to deal with great sin and evil along with its consequences. Now we look at the broken fence. Now, when there's a fence, naturally at the beginning, it's not broken, right? It is new. It is nice. And it's a solid stone wall built to keep out wild animals that may destroy the crops. But now it is broken down. It has backslided. Now, what are the things that may have backslidden? Number one, sound principles and solid doctrines we learned when young. But now we have forgotten most of them. And we did not revise and we did not care about it anymore. Two, good habits that was once cultivated, now no longer practicing. We have left it uncultivated. Number three, Bible reading that we feed our soul when we were young Christian is now neglected. We think that we have read enough of the Bible and everything is just repeat. We don't have to read anymore. Four, we were once a fervent Christian among non-Christian friends. Now, no longer professing our faith. We were once firm in our Christian character. Now our lights are dim and weakened and no longer shining bright for the Lord. What is the consequence of a broken down fence? The boundary is gone, right? The protection outside the hedge, we call it, It is gone. It does not know which is the Lord's property. He is being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and being deceived by the evil one. Not only the boundary is gone, the protection is gone. When a man's heart wall is broken, all his thoughts will be unguided and will go wandering without direction. He will stumble and fall into the valley of destruction. When the wall is broken, land will also disappear in time to come. When the rain falls and washes the surrounding soil away, faith will diminish and shrink and become weak. Dear friends, there are four broad areas that I can submit to you. The four areas are your own spiritual lives and your soul, your church ministry, your family, your work. Now, I put it in this order. Now, a lot of us may have different priorities. Some of us may have put work number one, perhaps family second, our own spiritual lives third, or ministry the last. But for me, I will put it in this order. So take care how you tend to all these farms that God has entrusted to you. Dearly brothers and sisters in Christ, I urge you, you need to be true to yourself and to God. Examine your heart this evening, whether you have neglected this God-given farm, whether you have cultivated it to good use, or left it to grow weeds. So I pray that you will continue to keep close to God and to rely on His strength to stand strong to your principles in this evil and wicked day. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this short devotion that we can learn from. Father, how we are reminded that we are in our sinful nature, we will slack and be slothful, and we choose the easy way out and not depending on your strength and to do your work. We ask for your forgiveness and cleanse us from all our sins. All this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.